Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5AM friends. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024, and this is Lisa Chinati calling in from the amazing city of Boston, Massachusetts, where Mother Nature seems to be playing the biggest April Fool's Day prank yet, giving us a taste of some amazing spring weather, the weather that we all live for, just before sending in one last blast of winter with what is supposed to be a sizable snowstorm for a bit later this week. With that being said, while today, April 1st, is notable as April Fool's Day, it is also notable for another reason as well. Today marks the official start of Q2. We can all now officially close out the chapter that was Q1 2024 and start focusing on Q2. As I go into the office today, I will spend some time reflecting on all that was Q1 while thinking ahead to what Q2 will be as I prepare for our quarterly leadership offsite planning session that is scheduled for tomorrow. These offsites are some of my favorite days of the year. They force me to do a few things that, over the years, I have found incredibly impactful for my business. So I thought that I would take some time this morning to share some of this with you in the hopes that you, too, will be able to take some time today to celebrate all that was Q1 while hyping yourself up for what will likely be one of the busiest quarters of your year, especially if you happen to live in the Northeast like I do. First, really stop to reflect on your Q1 performance. Reflecting on the outcome of the prior quarter is crucial for any business owner, regardless of which industry you're in. It allows you to assess the health and direction of your business, identify areas for improvement, and will help you to create the goals and objectives that you focus on in the upcoming quarter. Here are key areas and questions to consider during your reflection. Financial performance. Revenue. Did you meet your revenue targets? If not, why not? Were your expenses in line with the business plan that you created before you started the year? Were there any unexpected expenses? Did you achieve your profit goals? Sales and marketing. Did you meet or exceed your sales targets? What factors contributed to your success or to your shortfall? Customer acquisition costs. How much did you spend to acquire a new customer, and how does this compare to the value that they bring or the lifetime customer value? Which marketing strategies and campaigns were most effective? Were you as consistent with this as you planned to be? Operations and efficiency. Are there any processes that can be optimized for efficiency or cost reduction? As you think through the quarter as a whole, did you have to pivot or change any strategies? What was the outcome? Based on your assessment, what strategic adjustments do you need to make for next quarter? Once you've really given some intentional thought to the prior quarter, think about where you want to be at the end of the year. But then think about the things that you need to accomplish over the next 90 days to stay on track. Over the past few years, I've really embraced the fact that we need both annual goals as well as quarterly goals. One of these alone, without the other, is basically like having one chopstick while trying to eat your ramen. Sure, you'll be able to snag a noodle or two for each bite, but it certainly won't be efficient. You should have goals for sales and revenues and profits. You should have goals for working on the business and for working in the business. Each of these goals should be SMART, or specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. If you've got a team, ensure that each member of your team is not just clear on what their goals are, but also that they're bought in. Once those goals are defined, it's time to create your unique action plan. Your action plan should outline the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. It should include timelines, responsibilities, and key performance indicators, or KPIs, to measure progress. By creating a detailed action plan, you will be able to track your progress and make adjustments as necessary. Now, let me be clear, you can almost certainly expect things to go wrong and not according to plan, but the more prepared you are, the better you will be at handling the unexpected events. This quarter in particular, one of the areas that I will be spending more time than normal, I think about, is customer acquisition and retention. Acquiring new customers and retaining existing ones should be a top priority for any business. But given the recent industry headlines, I would strongly encourage you each to assess your personal customer acquisition and retention strategies and make adjustments where necessary. This may involve improving your marketing campaigns, really thinking about your value proposition, or even what your target market is. In our case, we are making a point to always review what we have done with our customers and how we can build a lifetime relationship with them that extends beyond the initial transaction. How can we leverage the heck out of our database and not just increase conversion, but also increase the lifetime value of each customer? We're also thinking hard about how we both move a greater percentage of our business to being listing heavy while also decreasing our reliance on the referral fee-based lead portals. Finally, as you finish thinking about your plans for Q2, I hope that each and every one of you will spend some time thinking not just about revenue and profit, but also about the actual cash flow. This is probably one of the most important aspects of your business, whether you are a solo agent, small team, mega team, or brokerage. In many parts of the country, real estate businesses run in the red throughout Q1. After paying hefty tax bills in a few weeks, most of us will get back to the point where we are starting to run profitably. But take a few moments to really look at those projections and make sure there is nothing that you need to change. If the projections don't align, there's still time to make changes. But like most things, we can't fix it if we don't know it's broken. I'll do those reflections throughout the day today, make plenty of notes, and then take tomorrow to step away from the office and truly focus on planning out the things that we need to accomplish throughout the upcoming quarter. It will be a full 8 hours of thinking, brainstorming, and open, honest conversations. It will test my attention span, no doubt, but it will also be the single biggest thing that will allow us to create some pretty amazing results. And seeing as it's April 1st, I will end today's call with a little pun for you all. Did you hear about the guy who swapped the labels on the pumps at the gas station? It was an April Fool's or Fuels joke. Messed it up on the end myself. But that's all I've got for you today, guys, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.